It says the if you want to tell me now that if he himself bakes, he's allowed to the Yemisa listen and let the bride say this chiddush also that Ovar v'yofa mutter. Like the bride wants to come and help out this person. The guy forgot to make an eruv, so it's telling him what he could do to be able to eat. You know what you could do? Let somebody else be makter it, make it belong to somebody else, and then he could cook for you. Now, why didn't the bride also say that if you would go ahead and cook, you're also allowed to eat? So my answer is poshut. Omer avada b'masne, toni takanta de teira. The bride was trying to teach you eitzes what you could do. If you forgot to make an eruv tashil and yes the rub, what can I do now? He'll give you eitzes, he'll give you advice what to do. But what you're allowed to do will tell you, katoni. Oh, but the kanta the yisur like katoni. We're not talking about what's going to be. Louis said this guy didn't listen to us and went ahead and cooked bread, baked bread, or went and cooked fish. What's going to be then? But the bride's not talking about that case. So it could be maybe this mutter, maybe the yevid. If you didn't listen, you did the avera, you went and you cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos, maybe Taki, it is mutter tea tomorrow. But this bride, you have the right to say it's also. The bride is not talking, telling you things to do, that's also. The bride is only telling you what you're allowed to do. But if you went and cooked the Yisra, the bride does not talk about it. So again, we don't have a clear raya. So Tar Shema, come now bring another raya. Misha Niyach Aruv Tashilin. If somebody left an Erev Tashilin, Harez the Oifi is allowed to bake um avashal and cook um atmin and make hatmono, wrap up the hot stuff. V'yemrotzo lechol es aruvay. If the person wants to eat his Erev, harishus biyodai. He could eat it. Yeah. Now, och lo yach lo yofo, let's say he ate up his Erev on Friday before he baked the bread. Or else actually hit him before he made that hatmono. Is then he stuck? Is harez the lo yofo lo yavashal lo yatmin? He's not allowed to do anything now. If the person made an Erev Tashilin, and then, punk, the Friday in the morning, he ate it up. If you ate up the Erev before you went to bake, again, you have no right to bake. You only have to, b'shas you're baking, b'shas you're cooking, you have to make sure the Erev Tashilin was still around in your house. But if the guy went in and ate it up in the morning, so lo yavash lo yatmin. Loy loy, v'loy lacherim. He can't bake, and he can't bake for other people. V'loy acherim, oifin mavashlim loy. And nobody else could come into his house and bake with his things either. Avo mavashlo liyomtev. But the Eitzvah is like this. The person let him go ahead and cook up food now today for Yom Tov. V'yemoyser rosh l'Shabbos. And if you have leftover, that you'll eat for Shabbos. V'vatshelo yarim, but you can't be marim. But you can't make harom. It means to say like you take yourself to a 16-quart pot and say, today I'm gonna have a big chon today. You make a 16-quart pot of chon, then you really know today you need a half a quart for yourself. You need today, but you make it 16 quarts because you want half for tomorrow. That's called haroma. That you're not allowed to do. Not allowed to play a trick here and make a game out of it to say, you know, that I need so much today and really you're cooking for tomorrow. Rash lo yarim liyacha shabishol tzarach leimer. I don't need tzarach lehasman orchin. Or Rash learns a little different. Son, Rash learns a little different here. Rash learns lo yarim, not that I'm putting more into the same pot. One second here. Rashi, when you're cooking in one pot, that's all right. The yarim means after you got finished cooking for Yom Tov, you should not say, you know what, I'm going to have more guests coming today. And you cook up another pot that serves the guests, and that's aroma. That you shouldn't do. Rashi says, "Avo v'gdei rachas." Rashi says, "But for one pot, im yarbo l'shabbes, omad afilu l'chil shorik liyel." V'mal ishi g'dei rabos avo fishen tzricha l'ktichacha. That's Rashi shita. Adarav, to fill up the one pot as much as you want, that's mutter. Since it's one tircha, like the Gemara said before, Rashi holds you're allowed to fill up the pot as much as you want. So Bavachelo Yarim means after you finish cooking the pot of meat for today, for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make up a story to say I'm getting guests tomorrow later in the afternoon and I want to cook up another pot and really doing it for tomorrow. That's awesome. And here it says, V'inherim osa. If the person went ahead and cooked the second pot, it's awesome. So who you want to bring a rye from here that just like you to cook up a second pot of tosser, who are then the first pot would also be yosser. Who are then if a person stam bakes directly from Yom Tov for Shabbos should also be yosser. And when you didn't make an Erev Tashilin and you go and bake now in Yom Tov for Shabbos, it should be yosser. So Amar Rav Asher, Rashi said, no, there's no rye from here. Haroma kamrit, you want to tell me if someone makes up a story that it's yosser, you want to tell me the same thing here where you didn't make up a story. Shani haroma the Yachlam Rabbon and Tfei Mimated. I'll tell you, Haroma, the Rabbanim were much more machmir, because then Mezid. And there's Mezid is not so Shriach. A person didn't make an Erev Tashilin. A person should wake up Stam without an Erev Tashilin, go ahead and bake today. For tomorrow, it's not so Shriach. Most people don't do that. Therefore, Rabbanim did not make a Gzeru to say, if the guy went ahead and did it, it's lost a teeth. Rabbanim didn't make any Gzeru. If the guy did it, he did the Avera, maybe he's allowed to eat it. Here is talking about making up a story. Making up a story is very easy to trick people. And a lot of people do it. People say, like, why not? I look like I'm a tzaddik. I'm making one pot today for Yom Tov. And then I'm making up a story that most probably my aunt's coming to visit me in the afternoon. I'll make another pot of meat for her. So it's a story already. And the story is not really doing the mazid. And these people don't realize they're doing an Aveira. So here the Rabbanim made Xera. Haroma the Rabbanim are more machmer. They don't want people to make up stories. So in the case you make up a story to let yourself cook, like you tell people you're cooking the heter and really doing an Aveira, there the Rabbanim are more machmer to say nothing doing. If you cook it, you're not allowed to eat it. But that's only because making up a story, people will be much more makel. Like they have a heter, they talk into themselves, we're doing it a heter. Mashenk, if a person does the mazit to cook without an Erev Tashilin for Shabbos, people won't do it, or you won't learn out from that that it's mutter. So the other Rabbanim will not machmir so much say that it's awesome. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omer, Homani Yataya Chananya, he goes on to Chananya, the Aliba de Beishamah, the Tanya, Chananya Oimer, that Beishamah Yermin, Ein Oifin El Imkein Ora Bepas. You're not allowed to bake unless you need Erev Tashilin, you left over bread. The Ein Mavashin, you can't cook from Friday to Shabbos, El Imkein Ora Betashil, unless you made an Erev Tashilin, had to be a Tashil also. Now, according to Beis Shammai, if whatever you want to do, you have to leave an Erev for that purpose. If you want to bake tomorrow, you have to leave over bread. If you want to cook, you have to have cooked meat in the Erev Tashilin. If you ain't turning, you can't make hatamon and wrap up the hot stuff, El Imkein Hoyo Chamin Tumun and Erev Yomtev. Unless Erev Yomtev also, you wrapped up the hot stuff, the hot things. Oh, Beis Tzil Loimim, the Loch is like Beis Tzil says, no. Ma'arev B'Tavshil Echer, it's enough to make one Tavshil, just leave a hard boiled egg. You're allowed to do whatever you want. So Rashi just says, that to the brides before said that you make harom, it's osur, say so machmir, so he goes according to Chananya. That Chananya learns according to Beisham, he's very machmir. That an Erev Tavshil is not enough just to leave over one bread, but you have to leave over bread, a Tavshil and Atmona. So since you see Chananya is so machmir, good, it's only according to Beishamai. But since you see he's so machmir, he's the Tan of the Brice before also that says, if you make Haroma, it's takosa. But it could be not according to Chananya, even Harom is also mutter. So kids, so the Gemara is more night to self what to say, that in our case, if you forgot to make the Erev Tashilin, and you went and baked for tomorrow, but the Eved, you are allowed to eat it. So tomorrow, Tanan, Hamaisa Peiroisa B'Shabbat B'Shoigi. Somebody took off Truma Samaisis from his Paris on Shabbat B'Shoigi. Halacha is yoichel. You didn't realize it was osir, you're allowed to eat it. B'mezid lo yoichel. But if you did it b'mezid, you're not allowed to take off truma samaisa today. And b'mezid, you went and did it, the Rabbana said lo yoichel. So l'chura, why does the l'chura want to say the same thing that should be by an Erev Tashilin? If somebody forgot to make the Erev Tashilin and he went and cooked, you see the Rabbana wa machma on these yisurim with the Rabbanin, that it's osir, you can't eat it. So Gemara says, lo yitzricha dis lo yperech, I'll tell you no. Here by maisa we're talking about, yeah, but the fruit seed. You don't badafka have to eat this fruit that you made the Erev on. So the Truma Samaisis. Therefore, the Rabbanim were more machmir to say don't eat it. But we're talking about now on Friday you have nothing to eat for Shabbos. So in such a case, even though you're not allowed to cook, but if the guy went ahead and cooked, maybe the Rabbanim would be makel to him. Him the Rabbanim wouldn't ask him, since he has nothing else to eat. Here he has something else to eat, that's why the Rabbanim were more machmir here. Toshima, Hamatzul Kelev Shabbos Ashogi. Somebody bought new Kelev Erev Shabbos that he got to put into the mikveh. He can't use it. So on Shabbos, he puts it into the mikveh. You're not allowed to do that with the Rabbon. It looks like you'd be misak, like you're fixing a kli. So if you did a b'shoigeh, he didn't realize that you're shtamish ben, then you're allowed to use it. Of a mezid lo yishtamish ben. Again, you see something that's awesome with the Rabbon. The Rabbon even went so far to say, but the Eved, you can't use it. So you're not allowed to put it in the mikveh. If you did, you can't use the kli. So the same thing if you bake without an Erev Tashil, it should be yosa to eat the food. Mar says, no, let's tzricha d'yisleh manichrin. Again, the same thing. You have another plate anyway, so it's not such a big purpose. Inami yefshe b'shaili. You don't have plates, borrow your neighbor's plates. Mashenka, on Friday, we don't have any food to cook for Shabbos, maybe the other Rabbanu will make them. That if you went ahead and cooked without an Erev Tashilin, maybe the Rabbanu will make them say you are allowed to use the food. Toshima, ha-mevashio b'Shabbos. Somebody cooks on Shabbos itself. B'shaili, he didn't realize today it's osir. Yoichel, he's allowed to eat the food. B'mezid lo yoichel. But on mezid, if you cook b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat. So you see, if you do something, be'aveir, you can't eat it. So Gemara says, the Isur of the Shabbos Shani is no tushtim. Here it's an Isur of Shabbos. First of all, it's Shabbos. And second, well, here it's an Isur of the Raisa. It's one of the Abmalachas, Shechayis Gila. We're talking about now baking without an Erev Tashilin. Baking from Friday to Shabbos, really, Midiraisa said it's Mutter. An Erev Tashilin is only Matta the Isur of the Rabbonin. Midiraisa, either we hope in the Svar of Hoyl, that it's not Osir because maybe you will need it later in the day, or else we hold Midiraisa, Tzorche Shabbos is Nasim B'Yomtiv. Midiraisa, you were allowed to cook on Yomtiv for Shabbos. It's only Yosef with the Rabbonin. So if you're only doing an Issa with the Rabbonin, maybe there they weren't so machmed to say, maybe you could eat the food on Shabbos. My shenken here, when you cook on Shabbat itself, you did a nisi the right, the chayin skilom, here about it's also, you're not allowed to use the food either. Well, that's just, Pesham yemim shnei tafshilin, an Arab has to be two tafshilin, ma'asisim like ya tan, doesn't look like this tan, the tanya, we learned. Amri Rav Shimon ben Elazar, moidim besham beisilum, al shnei tafshilin shetzorich, they're both moidim, Arab tafshilin has to be two different plates, two different types of foods, cooked foods. Ama nechleku, where's the machlekis? Al dago beitze sholom, if you have fish and you fried eggs on top of it, that's called shnei tafshilim. But beisilim tafshilach, no, it's only called one tafshil. So, again, according to this man, the yom beisil is a bigger machmir. The shav and they're both murdered. Oh, she in parpa beitza. If you parpa, you have a cooked egg. Rashi says, v'nosel l'teicha dag, and you put it in the middle of the dag, then it's okay. Or shirisa kaflutais, or else you squash out the karsi leak. V'nosel l'teicha dag, shen shnei tafshilim, that's better. If you have a hard-boiled egg and you put that into the fish, that looks like two tafshilim. Now, Amar Rav, Ilchus HaKatana, Didan Maliba de Beisilum. But the Lachar is like our Mishnah says, like Beisilum, that an Erev Tafshilum, Yikir Adin, all you need is just one Tafshil. Just need one hard-boiled egg. That we use a past and a Tafshil egg, that's only a Minig B'Alma. Yikir Adin, it's enough just to leave over an egg. We're doing Minig is, we leave over bread and egg also. But Yikir Adin is like Beisilum, all you need is just one Tafshil. Ochlu Eshav, the Rezalo Yavashaloi, Olof, if you lost your Erev before you want to bake on Friday, you can't bake now. Let's say you started to make the dough already. So Friday in the morning you had the Erev Tafshilin and you started to make the dough. And in the middle of while you're making the dough, your kid went and ate up the Erev. So since you started already with the dough, then we say you're allowed to finish this dough. Since you started already, you're allowed to finish it. Since you started, you're allowed to finish it up. Then to make another dough, that's awesome. Like Mishnah says, once you lost your Erev, you can't cook vayter. Just if you're in the middle of cooking a dish, and now the Erev got eaten up, you're allowed to finish the dish. You're holding daf Yudzayin on the base. Daf Yudzayin on the base, the bottom of the Mishnah. Chal liyois achra Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos. Comes out Sunday. Is beishamay umrim madvile nesakoyom lefnei haShabbos. If you have to be toivel a kli, like you bought it off a guy, before you could use it, you have to put it in the mikvah. So you have to be toivel the kelim before Shabbos. Has you not allowed to do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Rashi learns Ben Odom Ben Kalim. Whether it's a person that wants to go to the mikvah or an isha, or whether it's a keli, Beshami says you have to do it before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. Oh, Beisilu Omer Beisilu says Kalim lefnei haShabbos. To be toivel a kli, you bought a new utensil. That's a kli suda, something you're using for food. But then, as you have to be toivel it, so that has to be done before Shabbos. You can't do this on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But v'yodom, a person, is Shabbos. He's allowed to go to the mikvah even on Shabbos. The South Bay Sill. A person could go, who are did an Isha Nida, could go to the mikvah even on Shabbos. Vishavin, both Bay Sham and Bay Sill both agree. Shemashikin as Samayim Bekli Evan the Tyrant. Shemashikin. Mashikin is a new type of a tyrant. If water becomes Tomei, there's a new Aloch, you could be Metayer the water. How are you Metayer water? You make Hashoka. Hashoka means like like they touch one another. You take this kli, so you have to take a kli evin. In other words, you have to take a kli that's tor. You can't take a kli that's tummy. A kli evin means the kli itself is made out of stone. Stone is not makabel tuma. So it means a kli evin that's tor, and you have the mayim tummy in the water, and you take this water and then you put it into the mikvah. Now, as soon as the water touches the mikvah water, when the mikvah water touches the water in the kli, this water becomes tor. It's not really called like a tefillah. It's not really called like you put the water into the mikvah, because oichlim doesn't have a din tefillah. There's no such halacha to be toivel an oichel in a mikvah. When an oichel becomes tameh, you can't be metayer an oichel. There's a new halacha by water. It's called hashoka, that like when you put the water and it comes to touch with the main mikvah, it's considered like it's bottled to the main mikvah. It's called zriya. It's like you're planting. You're taking this water and you're making it now bottle becoming part of the main mikvah, therefore the water becomes Torah. So this you are allowed to do on Yom Tov. Shemashikin asamayim b'kli avul atayron. avoloi matfilin, but you can't make a regular tola. You can't be toivel the kli to mitayir it. So Rashi says, v'shoven shemashikin es amayim, mishyesh lo mayim yofen lishcha. Somebody has clean water he wants to drink. V'nitimo, the water became tomei. Is a malam mehem kli evin. You could fill it up within a kli and a stone. V'noisna b'mikvah b'mayim aluchim. And why Rashi says water? I'm not sure why he says that. Dafka salt water. Could be anything. Ad shemashik mayim l'mayim. Until the water touches the water of the mikvah. It comes out the water on the kli now is like sewn, is like attached to the main mikvah. And considered now this water is bottled to the main mikvah. Therefore the water becomes tahor. Rashi, there's no other way an oichel or other food, liquid, can become tahor from a mikvah. It's only aloch in water. When water becomes tahor, the din of hashoka. You can make the water just touch the main mikvah water, and it becomes bottled to the main mikvah water, and therefore the water becomes tor. And v'loy b'taras tefillah, it's not really called a tefillah, you're not really being toivol. Tefillah means you put the whole thing into the main mikvah. Here the whole water doesn't have to touch the main mikvah. It's still in the kli itself, the water. Just when you immerse the kli, and the top of the kli, the mikvah water, just goes and touches the water inside here, right away it becomes tor. You don't have to say really all the water is in the mikvah. Because there's the kli around the water, that's the chatzitza. So it is not called a tefillah. There's a new halacha from Zriya, from Mechubarim, called Ashoka. Elabatera Zriya, like you're planting it. So that's the only thing that's mutter. We'll see in the Gemara why. Avaloi matfilim, Mechubarim Mephorashay, noisa noisa mekliyet, tamei atzorach tefillah. Lashikon, boy. But when you want to make this water tor, you're not allowed to also put it in a kli, in a wooden kli that's tamei. And you say, Agav, once I'm putting this water into the mikvah to make the water tor, let me already make the kli also tor. That you're not allowed to do. The kli is also midrabon, and you can't be toivel kelim on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. It's nearer kemesak, and it looks like you're fixing the kli. Since before you put it into the mikvah, you're not allowed to use the kli. So by putting the kli into the mikvah, it's called you're making the kli usable. That's an issa of the rabbon, and we'll see in the Gemara Mishum Tikkun Mana. Umatfilin migav legav. This is a new halacha. You have to be toivel from one purpose to another purpose. So, Rashi says biyomtif. You migav legav. The Gemara will say in the Gemara there are cases when you want to be toivel it to make it for different purposes. If you first want to use the kli when you're making wine, and then you want to use the same kli for oil, so you have to change around. You have to change around the kelim. For different tefillah, we'll see in the Gemara, even that is also what to do. Or mechabura chabura. If you want to change chabura on a Korban Pesach, teeth from one group, and then you want to change teeth to another group, you have to be toivel a second time. We'll see these last two cases in the Gemara, why you have to be toivel. So the Gemara says, the kula yaln, everybody holds do mihos, kli b'shabbos loy. You are not allowed to be toivel a kli on Shabbos. You have a kli that you just bought from a guy. The locker is, before you use it, you have to put it into the mikvah. So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, you are not allowed to put it into the mikvah on Shabbos. Even though Beis Hillel says a person could be table himself in the mikvah on Shabbos, but a kli, you're not allowed to put it into the mikvah on Shabbos. So Mara says, my timer, what's the reason? How come you're not allowed to put the kli in the mikvah on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? So Rabba learns it's a gzeira, we're afraid, it's a gzeira,